This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the MSME sector contributes significantly to the country's economy as a key driver of innovation and growth. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he will participate in the three post-budget webinars. These webinars are being held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy missions and regulatory investment and ease of doing business reforms. The webinars will provide a collaborative platform for government officials, industry leaders, and trade experts to deliberate on India's industrial, trade and energy strategies. The U.S. tariffs on Chinese, Mexican and Canadian imports have come into effect today. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced 25% tariffs against Canada and Mexico and 20% tariffs against China, doubling the levy on China from last month. On the other hand, Canada has said it will retaliate with 25% tariffs on $150 billion worth of U.S. goods. China has announced a 10 to 15% tariffs on U.S. agricultural imports and is also targeting U.S. firms with retaliatory actions, while Mexico has also vowed to retaliate. Mr. Trump said the import taxes will force Canada and Mexico to take more action to curb illegal drugs and migrants entering the country. U.S. President Donald Trump has suspended military aid to Ukraine. A White House official reportedly told media that President Trump has been clear that U.S. is focused on peace and needs its partners to be committed to that goal as well. According to reports, the official said U.S. is pausing and reviewing the aid to ensure that it is contributing to a solution. The move comes just days after a stunning public spat between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump and his deputy at the White House. India strongly rejected comments made by UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk in his global update at the Human Rights Council in Geneva. Speaking at the UN, India's permanent representative to the UN in Geneva, Mr. Arindam Bagchi, called the remarks unfounded and baseless, saying they did not reflect the reality on the ground. Bagchi emphasized that India is the world's largest democracy with a vibrant and diverse society. He criticized Turk's reference to Kashmir and Manipur and using Kashmir instead of Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Bagchi highlighted Jammu and Kashmir's high voter turnout, booming tourism and rapid development. India also expressed concern over the UN report's oversimplifications and cherry-picking of issues. Princess Astrid of Belgium, who is on a visit to India, will call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. She is on a visit till the 8th of this month. Princess Astrid, along with Belgium Defence Minister Theo Franken, met Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday. They discussed ways and means to enhance defence industrial cooperation between the two countries. The Defence Minister welcomed Belgian investments in the defence sector. He suggested that Belgian companies can play an important role by expanding their footprint in India and integrating Indian vendors into their supply chains. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on an official visit to the United Kingdom and Ireland today. India and the UK share a comprehensive strategic partnership and the bilateral relations have strengthened across diverse areas, including defence, security, trade, economy, health, education and people-to-people ties. During the visit to the UK, Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold discussions with Foreign Secretary David Lammy and meet with other key dignitaries to further deepen cooperation. An FIR has been registered against Maharashtra Samajwadi Party chief and MLA Abu Azmi over his alleged remarks defending Mughal ruler Aurangzeb. His statement has sparked widespread controversy, drawing sharp criticism from political leaders across the spectrum. The controversy erupted after Azmi made the remarks while addressing reporters in Mumbai at the commencement of the Maharashtra Assembly session. Following his remarks, Shiv Sena MP Naresh Maske filed a complaint at Thane's Wagle Estate Police Station. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, India and Australia will clash in the first semi-final in Dubai this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. The men in blue defeated New Zealand by 44 runs in their final league match in Dubai on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.